Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, I thought maybe we could grab a hamburger together.
A hamburger.
It's slave drivers.
Ugh, I hate this.
Take them to the mud pit.
Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go.
There, George. What took you so long?
I'm sorry, Whit. I got kind of tied up at the office.
Well, that's all right. Better late than never, I suppose.
Yeah.
Although Jimmy went ahead and started without you.
He did? Oh, man.
Oh, that's no problem. The Imagination Station is a two-door. Just come around over here, and we'll send you soaring off to find Jimmy in the land of Moses and the Egyptians.
No, Whit. I'm afraid I can't.
Can't. Why not?
Well, things are a madhouse down at the office. It's really a busy time.
But this is Jimmy's birthday present. I made the program especially for it, for both of you to experience together.
I know, Whit. I'm sorry. I just can't make time for it right now.
And what about Jimmy's birthday?
Well, that's the reason I came down at all. I thought maybe we could grab a hamburger together.
A hamburger?
I know. It's no Imagination Station adventure, but I think he's having some friends over later, so this lunch will have to do. Jimmy will understand.
I don't think so, George.
What?
Well, the reason Jimmy went ahead in the Imagination Station was because he didn't think you were coming at all.
He told you that?
Yes. Of course, I denied it. I said you'd come and that you and he would have a wonderful birthday adventure together, just like you promised.
What is this, a guilt trip?
Well, whatever works, George.
Look, Whit, I don't want to be rude, but I don't have time for this, all right? So will you please get Jimmy out of there so he and I can go to lunch in the few minutes I have left?
No.
What? Hey, now, wait a minute, Whit.
If you want Jimmy out of there, George, then you're going to have to go in and get him yourself.
Now, come on.
I mean it.
Whit, I don't have the time for this. Now, how do you get this thing open?
Have a nice lunch.
Oh. All right. I'll go in.
Good.
But just for a few minutes and just to get Jimmy.
Whatever you say, George. Now, put down that briefcase, and you don't need your overcoat. Good. Now, just sit right down there. Ah, that's it. Okay. You all set?
I don't know. You tell me.
You're fine. Now I'm going to close the doors, and when I do, you just push that button right there, okay?
Sure. Hey, Whit?
Yeah?
Will I just find Jimmy?
That's up to you, George.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah?
Where is Jimmy?
Well, right about now, I'd say he's...
surrounded by total darkness, just like an eclipse.
Eclipse?
Yeah, you know, when the sun is blocked out. And you say the only light is in these houses?
Yes, in the dwellings of the sons of Israel.
This is so cool, Joshua.
Cool.
How long did you say this darkness thing has been going on?
3 days. It is a tribute to the might and power of the God of Israel over the Egyptian god Ra.
Ra?
You don't know Ra?
Only as part of a cheer, but...
Ra is the Egyptian sun god. Hey, come away from the window now. Let us enjoy the peace while we can.
What do you mean, while we can?
When the darkness goes, peace will go with it.
Why?
Darkness is the 9th plague our God has put upon the Egyptians in recent months. First the water turned to blood, then came the frogs and lice and flies, then the cattle died, and the Egyptians suffered from boils, hail, and locusts.
Wow, you'd think they'd take a hint, wouldn't you?
They haven't. The plagues have only worsened our plight. And this one... against their most powerful god, the sun god, will surely tighten Pharaoh's grasp around our throats.
Boy.
We cannot work in the dark. So we have enjoyed this short peace, at least. But when the light returns, the Pharaoh's slave drivers will not be far behind, I can assure you. My belief is that we shall never leave this place.
Sure you will, Joshua. Pharaoh is just being stubborn. Eventually he'll give in and you'll head for the promised land.
You know of the promised land?
Yeah, I've read all about it. It's flowing with milk and honey. Or was it nuts and honey? No, that's my cereal. It's definitely milk and honey.
Milk and honey. The warning horn. Benjamin! Benjamin, what is it?
Look at the sky! The darkness, it's lifting!
Come, Jimmy, outside!
Look at the sun! Incredible! Do you hear that? It sounds like the imagination station.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't hear anything.
I wonder what...
Jimmy!
Look there. Someone approaches out of the light.
I don't believe it. That's...
Jimmy!
Dad! Joshua, it's my dad. Come on. Dad! Dad! Jimmy. Over here!
Jimmy, I'm glad I was able to find you right away.
I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah, just where is here anyway?
This is the land of Goshen in ancient Egypt.
Really? Oh, certainly looks authentic.
Yeah. Oh, Dad, this is my friend Joshua. Joshua, this is my father.
Peace be with you.
Yeah, hi. Now look, Jimmy, we're not going to be able to... Did you say Joshua?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you know about that?
You and your son are welcome in my home. I shall go and prepare a place for you.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Wait, Jimmy, I'm really sorry, but we can't stay.
What?
I've got to get back. I have meetings and lots of things to do this afternoon.
But you promised we'd do this for my birthday.
Well, things got busy at work, son. We can still have lunch, though, if we hurry. That's why I'm here. I came to get you.
Oh. Well, no thanks. I'm not hungry.
Look, Jimmy, I'm sorry this didn't work out, but why don't we just make the best of it and go get something to eat, all right?
You go ahead. I'd rather stay here.
Well, I'd rather that you come with me. Now, let's go.
I don't want to.
Jimmy, don't make me...
They're coming! It's the slave drivers!
What in the world?
It's the slave drivers! Joshua warned me about them. We gotta get out of here, Dad!
Look at what they're doing!
Dad!
Jimmy! George! It's not safe for you here. You must come with me.
Hold up. What's going on here?
It is no game. We have to go.
But that's an old woman. Wait here. Hey, stop that.
No, Dad.
You, stop it. Stop it. Oh, God.
Hey, that hurt.
How real is this?
You can't hit my dad.
Oh, my foot. Well, I'll teach you to attack me.
Hey, take your filthy hands off my son.
God, seize them.
Let go.
Cut it out.
Don't dare touch the captain of the Pharaoh's guard. I'll teach you. Take him to the mud pit!
This isn't real. This can't be happening.
Quiet! Take this brat to her troop. He'll know what to do with it.
Dad!
Where are you taking him?
It's no concern of yours.
He's my son.
Then you should have taught him better manners. Take him away!
No! Jimmy!
Back, George!
Jimmy!
Back or I shall whip you until your blood runs in the street.
No, wait! Please, Master, he doesn't understand. I beg you. Have mercy.
As if you deserve it. Get him to the mud pits.
But have you not been beaten enough for one day, George? You must do as he says.
But my son, Jimmy.
He's gone for now. I will search for him. Please, trust me.
All right. Back to the mud pits with all of you. You have bricks to make and straw to gather. Your sweat and blood will build the great cities of Egypt.
Let go of me.
Hot Chopa.
What do you want?
A present for you from Wadmos. A young troublemaker from Goshen. Work him hard.
Oh, I shall. So, causing problems in Goshen, eh? A few days of darkness made you restless, did they?
No, I was...
Quiet. Don't speak to me ever. Your purpose is to listen and obey. You're a scrawny slave. Perhaps sometime stoking the fires in the great Pharaoh's kitchen will put some muscle on you. This way.
No.
I could get out of here. It's only my imagination, isn't it? But Jimmy, what happens to Jimmy in this thing? How real is it? Oh. Enough.
You! What do you think you're doing?
I was told to bring water to these men.
Bring the water here. They'll drink after I've had my fill.
Yes, master.
Tepid! Perfect for you Jews. Go on, but be quick about it.
Thank you.
Here you are, brothers.
George.
Joshua.
Drink quickly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What is this?
Water.
It's disgusting.
That's better than nothing.
Moses has gone to speak with the Pharaoh again. I fear the worst.
Moses?
Our God has defeated Pharaoh at every turn. I cannot imagine what's left to persuade him to free us.
But what about Jimmy? Do you know where he is?
No. I haven't found him yet. I'm sorry.
That's enough! All of you, back to the mud!
Work stops at sundown. I shall come for you.
Thank you. Thank you for everything, but please, please try to find Jimmy.
More wood for the fire, Jew.
Yes, sir. I'll never complain about mowing the lawn again.
You clumsy...
Sir!
Hachupa!
What is it?
Young Pharaoh wants food. We need a new boy to take it to him.
New boy? Well, what happened to Aptos?
Young Pharaoh didn't like his looks, so he threw him in the dungeon.
I'm running out of servants, thanks to the prince.
That is not my problem. Get some food to him, quickly.
Yes, yes, yes. Where am I going to find someone to... Of course. You.
Me?
Come with me. We are going to get you dressed.
Dressed?
Yes. You're taking a tray of food to the son of Pharaoh.
Why me?
Because I've lost nothing if he doesn't like you and has you killed.
What?
Is it?
Room service.
What?
I brought some food for you, Your Highness.
Put it down and get out.
Yes, Your Highness.
Who are you?
I'm Jimmy.
You don't look like one of my slaves.
No, sir. I think you threw them all in the dungeon.
So I did. Where did they find you?
I'm from Otis, sir. I'm from Goshen.
You're a Jew?
Well, no, not really, sir.
Not a Jew, but from Goshen? Huh. What did my kitchen fix me?
It's there on the tray, sir.
I can see that, fool. Ugh, it's terrible. Ugh. Makes a better wall ornament than a drink. Ugh, I hate this.
I don't blame you.
Blame me? Why should the Prince of Egypt be blamed for anything?
I meant I don't blame you for hating this.
What do you know about it?
Well, if all I did all day was sit around, then I'd be bored and in a bad mood, too.
I am the son of a mighty pharaoh. I do not suffer from bad moods, and I am not bored.
Yeah. Whatever you say, Your Highness. I'll just go now.
Wait. If I was bored, what do you suggest I do?
I don't know. Do you play any games?
Games?
Now you take this stick and hold it like this, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll throw the orange at you, and you hit it.
Hit the orange?
Yeah, you hit the orange, and if I catch it, you're out. If I don't catch it, then you run to that curtain over there. That'll be first base.
First base?
Uh-huh, that's why they call it baseball. Let's try that much. See, I'll throw the orange, and you hit it. Ready? Ready? Here it comes. Oops. I better be going now.
Excellent! I like this baseball.
Your Highness! Your Highness! Are you all right? I heard a crash.
Yes, yes. We are playing a game. Leave us.
But, Highness, I have come to take you to your father.
My father?
There is an affair of state he wishes you to witness.
Oh. Affair of state. It is always an affair of state. He never has time just for me.
I know how you feel.
What?
Nothing, sir.
Tell my father we will join him shortly.
Yes, my prince.
We?
Yes, perhaps we can show him your game.
Well, I don't know.
Unless you'd rather join the others in the dungeon.
Right behind you, O Prince.
His Royal Highness, Prince Ramses.
Ah, my son, you're just in time. Who is this you brought with you?
A servant from Goshen, Father. He has a most unusual game I want to show you.
Goshen. then he'll be interested with what's about to take place. Come, my son. Watch and learn something of what it means to be a ruler. Attend me now. Bring in the two Hebrew leaders.
Yes, great Pharaoh.
Hebrew leaders?
Yes, the two Jewish magicians who have been causing all our trouble. Surely you know them. The ones called Aaron and Moses. Odd names.
Aaron and Moses.
The Hebrew leaders, great Pharaoh.
Ah.
Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go.
Yes, yes, I've heard that before, Moses. And you know by now what my answer has been. I do not tolerate demands made upon me by slaves. However, a good ruler also knows when to be merciful. So I've decided that you may go. Take your women and children and worship your God. But to ensure that you will return, you will leave your flocks and herds behind.
We cannot.
What?
We must have sacrifices and burnt offerings to present to the Lord our God. Our livestock must go with us. Not a hoof is to be left behind.
What manner of deception is this?
There is no deception. We must use our animals in the worship of our God. But until we arrive, we will not know what we are to use.
You ungrateful wretches! I extend to you the hand of benevolence and you spit on it? Get away from me. Go back to your work, slaves. You shall never leave Goshen.
Hear the words of the Lord God, O Pharaoh. About midnight, I will go throughout this land. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the firstborn of the slave girl who is at her handmill to the firstborn of the cattle. And the cry throughout Egypt shall be great, worse than there has ever been or ever shall be again. But among my people, not a dog shall bark at any man or animal. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel.
Get out! Take care you do not see my face again. For on the day you do, you will die.
You are right, Pharaoh. I shall never see your face again.
It's the Passover again, Pharaoh. Passover.
Passover? The Hebrew magician wastes his words as usual. It is nothing to me.
But didn't you hear? It's everything.
Arrogance. Unmitigated gall. I offered to let them go, but that's not good enough. He wants more.
Perhaps you should consider it, O Pharaoh. After all, his god bested even the mighty sun god Ra.
Then perhaps Ra isn't so mighty after all. But I am. His people shall never leave this place. Slaves they are, and slaves they shall remain for eternity.
But, Pharaoh, our people have suffered so...
Suffered? Our suffering will be nothing compared to the suffering I shall visit upon the Hebrews. Summon the commanders of my army.
Yes, my Pharaoh.
Father?
I have no time for you now, my son.
But, Father, I...
Before this week is through, death most severe shall visit the sons of Israel. So let it be done!
Death. Dad!
The day's labor never gets any easier.
I can't believe how real this is. I'm covered with mud, my muscles ache. I'm hungry. Is there anything to eat?
No.
Well, let's go get something.
You misunderstand. There's nothing to eat anywhere.
What?
The Egyptians have confiscated our grain. I'm a poor host, I know. My deepest apologies.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's just that, well, I've never seen anything like this. So much suffering. People worked like pack horses all day and then no food. Children starving. Old ones dying of exhaustion in the mud pits. To have your son torn from you? I've got to go find Jimmy.
No, George, you can't.
I have to. Somebody has to know where he is.
Joshua, come quickly. He has returned.
George, this is what we've been waiting for.
Who has returned?
The deliverer. Moses.
Moses. That's Moses?
Men of Israel, Pharaoh's heart has once again hardened before the Lord.
What are we to do, Moses?
Prepare for yourself this evening, each in his own house, a feast of a spotless lamb and unleavened bread. And when you have slaughtered the lamb, take some of its blood and put it on the doorposts and on the lintel of the house in which you eat. For thus says the Lord, on this same night I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals. And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Thus says the Lord.
Come, George, we must prepare the...
What is it, my friend?
This is the Passover. The angel of death is coming.
Yes. At last, God will smite this land.
I know. And no one will be spared, not even Pharaoh's house. Jimmy,